And interesting as well that you mentioned the COVID pandemic, because I feel as though maybe that also taught us all a lot about the need to involve people more widely. And certainly in my own work in clinical research, it's felt as though it became easier for us to use a broader range of ways of involving people. So, doing things online, much as we're doing now, I think that became much more acceptable. But also to go outside of universities and hospitals and into people's citizen spaces and to have conversations with people in their own kind of context so that they hopefully feel more comfortable. And we learned a lot about how information on clinical research doesn't necessarily spread as quickly or as efficiently as it should. And I wondered if you had any thoughts about that.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, there's nothing, it's been terrible, devastating loss of loved ones. My father-in-law passed away during COVID. So it's been terrible, terrible. But one good thing about COVID is it did mean we need to look at doing things differently and, engaging in decentralized clinical trials is one example of that. And absolutely. But I think beyond that, and if I can just speak to that, I think there was also what COVID has done is that it has given us a sense of shared humanity. And I think we've begun to we realize that, no one is safe until everyone is safe, and those sorts of issues, and that we all belong to the human race and we need to stand by each other. And going back to this whole subject of inclusive research, my mantra for years has been that research should be for the many and not for the few. I just feel that everyone should have the opportunity. Not everybody wants to, but everybody should have the opportunity to be involved in the research to the level that they feel comfortable for them. And that's what I believe. And that's what hopefully I will continue to push for.
I agree completely. And I think as well now there are a lot more there's a range of opportunities for people to get involved. So it's no longer the case where I guess decades ago becoming involved in clinical practice meant testing out a new drug or a new treatment, but now there's opportunities for people to share their lived experience and to help prioritize where we should do research, because obviously it's publicly funded money and time. And also, certainly for the work we do at Devices for Dignity, to help shape technology so that we're very passionate about building it in a way where it's acceptable to everybody and accessible to everybody, and that we don't build bias in, because obviously it's very important that we try and build technology which reduces health inequalities rather than broadens the gap. So yes, I completely agree, such important work.